This show is a Phonic Media production.
Guys, I'm going to be honest. This is the third time we started this podcast recording. God damn it, we are going to get this podcast done by hook or by crook. You asked and we will deliver, like the postal service. Apart from when the postal service...
See that postal? Unless it's Christmas.
Unless
or
it's Christmas or they've just been a bit of shit. Anyway, you guys said, hey, we love the Business Marriage Podcast, but we think you've come to the end of your knowledge. You've got nothing else to teach us. You don't know nothing about marriage, life or anything in between. Get some expert guests. Guys, you asked, we've delivered. The Bruntons are on the pod.
So excited for this.
I nearly choked.
Hey, friend.
I nearly
just
James
died. Is choking. It's like my drink came true. Oh, I'm only joking.
How
I'm
dare
joking.
You? How dare you? Anyway, let's cut to the chase.
So this is the third time because we've had technical issues. I blame this person over here. But yes, today we are super excited.
I blame the internet.
To have our very first couple interview. These guys, not only do they do life together. Sorry, that really annoys James. They run a very successful business together. And we thought, let's bring them on the show. Please welcome Laura and Jeff Bronte. Third time lucky. Can you hear us? Oh, you are welcome.
It is lovely to have you. The only downside of having Jeff and Laura on, do you find them a bit too good looking?
Yeah.
Like it actually pisses me off a little bit. Yeah. They look very they look
really?
Rested.
Yeah,
yeah.
Look like,
very attractive.
Like,
yeah. Mainly Jeff, I'll be honest. Mainly Jeff.
You're no.
He's a handsome devil, isn't he? No, our baby girl had us up at 4 o'clock this morning for pretty much an hour. Oh. So yeah, trust us, we are not well rested.
It must be Laura's Zoom filter. It must be doing wonders.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Maybe it's Maybelline. I mean,
right, we're gonna come into this, but you've got 3 children, right? How old's your youngest?
All Jeff.
Well done, Jeff.
So the youngest, she is 2, just gone to 2, and then we've got a 6-year-old and then a 10-year-old.
Oh my goodness, so quite a big gap.
Yeah.
So 2-year-old, so you still, is it still sleepless nights then?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh,
probably a bit TMI, but I've only just stopped breastfeeding now. So she was pretty much always in our bed for ease. So at least now she's in her own little bed, but still in our room.
Right.
And then she's cute. She does go down all right most of the time, and at least Jeff can put her down now.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like a gangster, like, get
down.
Get down. Then in the middle of the night, without fail, she'll just go, and then she gets out of bed, and then she tucks in the middle of us.
I regularly wake up in the morning and it's like Ellis one side, Electra the other side, dead arm here.
It's so uncomfortable, isn't it? I remember those days. Louis used to... We've got one amazing
all the
sleeper.
Time.
And
he was a nightmare.
Oh. But you'd wake up, it's like you're like half a foot in size. How have you taken the entire bed and why is your foot in my face?
Sleep sideways. Whereas George, our youngest, is...
Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff,
just lie straight in the bed, Jeff. Come on.
11s, nobody needs that. Come on.
So, okay. Obviously, we want to know, just to give our listeners a bit of an overview, tell us a bit about what you guys do in like your business together, and then we're going to talk a bit more about like how that came about.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Thank you. So we are a business coach team and we also do some consultancy as well. But we are obsessed with helping women grow a profitable business that they love. So our community is probably 99% women. And the
Jeff's
community-
face. Jeff's face. Oh, dear God. The look of a man who's got PTSD on a daily basis.
It's hard enough living with me. And then you magnify that by like all of our women. And sometimes he's like, Laura, I just need to rock in a dark room. And I'm like, that's cool. Take the kids in with you.
Yeah.
But it works really well. I think probably, so we've been in business just over 3 years now. And probably for the first year and a half, you were maybe a little bit more behind the scenes. So like genuinely, we couldn't have grown the business to how well it's doing without Jeff being in there. Cause he just like, he's all over everything, like tech systems, foundations, marketing, like you're listening to all the podcasts, like we need to talk about this, we need to do that. Whereas I'm still am more like, I don't want to say the face of the business, that sounds a bit...
But you are, though, you are.
I didn't even ask about it, swear. Oh, well, okay, then. Now so I'm like more, obviously, the business development. I lead on a lot of the delivery and the coaching sessions as well. But it's been a wild ride, hasn't it? And it's tested us in so many different ways. But luckily, we're still standing. Like, we've been together 19 years this year.
Whoa, that is mega.
I don't know, like, we met when we were five. Who knew? So luckily, it does go from strength to strength. But like, as you know, and a lot of your viewers and listeners know, like, oh God, it's just so many things on the daily to navigate, isn't there?
What did you both do before you were doing this together?
So we were like corporate.
So I'd started off like university graduate scheme. I went to work for Nationwide Building Society. Done that for about 10 years. And then, like, things started to change. We went to live in Australia for a little while. Then the business started, and you were in corporate HR as well, weren't you?
But me being all, like, square and proper and prim. But, yes, I love that. Got to travel the world with the business, worked all over. The common thread for me in particular was always people. Yeah. Like, anywhere where I could be around people, that was where I would thrive. But then, like so many people, it got to COVID, it got to lockdown. We had two kids at that time, trying for a third. We were homeschooling. I kept on getting more and more work. No extra money, no change in job title. You, like, leaped on the opportunity and took voluntary redundancy. So he went out into the wild before me, didn't you?
Yeah, so it was, I think it was in COVID, they were offering out redundancies at work, and I was like, yes, please.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
And I think they said you could work the rest of the year to, like, help you find another job. Like, it was a pretty cool package. And then I think I came home, I talked to you, and then within a week I'd left. I was, like, gone. I was like, right, I'm out of here. See you later.
Yeah.
And we started our property business first, so we've got a couple of houses that we run.
Wow, okay.
So we bought a house, we've done that up, and then I started freelancing, email marketing, like working in different businesses, basically like listening to podcasts, learning some stuff and testing that out on other people's businesses. But luckily it worked.
Really? Is that what you did?
Love that. That is so cool.
So good.
That's amazing. Then, I love that. Learn and apply.
Oh, that's our whole motto in life, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, sometimes people get so stuck and think, oh, I've got to be, like, really highly qualified in something. I mean, obviously, if you're a surgeon, get the qualifications. Yeah, 100%. It's important. But as long as you're one step in front of somebody else and you can take them along with them and help them get to that next step, you're going to be doing all right.
Definitely.
So I've always been, like, super action-oriented, haven't we? And then it started where I needed Jeff's services. So I'd be like, right, invoice me. And he'd be like, right, you need to come and train some people on sales or whatever. I'll invoice you. And then we just sat down and went, this is ridiculous. We can't be running two businesses. We were like sneaking off into the living room, each of us doing our lives or like cringy boomerangs and stuff like that. And we were like, no, this, let's just have one social media presence. Let's go all in. And like the first couple of months, if not the first year, was a bit awkward because I'm sure as you two know, like the dynamics changes when you're working together all of a sudden, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And we definitely went through the whole...
like finding your feet, like what role does each person do? How does this work?
Have you got really like quite good boundaries of like who does what in the business?
Oh yeah, I think who does what in the business. Yeah, it's quite clear like who does the different things.
Yeah.
Jeff does the boring stuff.
I love it. Yeah. You do the fun stuff. But that is so important though. I think it's really important to have
boundaries. Don't do roles and responsibilities, do you? Especially if you guys have both been in like corporate HR and big banking sector. Yeah. You know, you've got a line manager and there's a way that you escalate to de-escalate situations and blah, blah, blah. And there's these line managers and you're at a certain level. Then you go into the wild, like you said, of entrepreneurship. And it's like, okay, go and turn a quid.
Yeah.
But you don't do that like the roles and responsibilities. Yeah. And where does your job start and where does that job end? Not. It's really interesting.
Exactly. It's
a bit backwards when you start your own business, isn't it? Because you just get out there and you just start doing it.
Yeah.
And then it's when you get to about now, like your 3 year, 4 year, you think, actually, no, I need to start putting these little bits of roles in and processes and things like that. But before then, it's just like, just whatever you can do, whenever you can do it, really, when you start now.
But you asked there, Hayley, about boundaries. And the reasons why I kind of went is because I actually think we don't have that many boundaries, and it's mainly because of me, because I will happily talk shop 24/7. Like, I really struggle. I'm not glamorizing it, but I struggle with that off switch.
Yeah.
Because I think about our clients all the time, like literally pillow talk, and he's just like, Laura, will you go to sleep?
Does that annoy you, Jeff?
Sometimes, but I'm still quite happy to talk about business as well. Like, we both love what we do. It's amazing helping the people that we help. So, like, the conversation can flow quite easily in your business, but then at the same time, we both get to a point where you go, do you know what? We just need to switch off. We need to talk about something else. We need to do something else.
So here's a question, actually, from one of our listeners, which kind of feeds in quite well. Claire Wilder, she asked, do you have to stop yourselves from talking business during family time or talking children when you need to be talking business? So, like... me and James, our setup's slightly different. We're not like you in that we both run the same businesses, but we have a lot of crossover. And I'm probably a bit like you, Laura. Like, I find it hard to not talk about work. Like, even if we have a date day, it will be like talking about goals or this or what we could be doing. And I have to like force myself. So do you find yourself, are there those moments when you're like, we just need to stop talking about work, like in family time or... Yeah.
100%. And like I said, Jeff's better at that than I am. So he'll be like, Laura, just chill. Just let you literally say, stop the cogs. Because he can see if I'm like sat on the set.
Stop the cogs.
Like, processing.
That's good.
Yeah, he's like, just stop the cogs, love. Just watch Netflix and chill.
Not that kind of chill. Worth a try though, Jeff. Good shout.
But you know what? Equally, so great question, Claire. And that we are always truthful to a fault. I think because of the stage of business that we're in, and because it's literally just Jeff and I, like, it is a team of two, and we've got over 40 clients all around the world, like 3 young kids, no grandparents by us, like, get the violin out. But it just means that we'll have to be like that solid team all the time. And unfortunately, as much as I'd love to say, like, oh, we clock off at these hours and then we don't talk about that, we do whatever it takes to get it done, don't we? That's the reality.
We have this chat.
I think that's okay. Yeah. I think this whole like work-life balance, work-life blend thing is, I think that's a bit overused. I think if you love what you do and you do it with somebody that you love, then why not talk about it all the time? I remember we did an episode of the podcast early on. I mean, it was the first time we'd been out for ages.
Yeah.
And we had an hour commute to go to this party. And Hayley just went at me for, all around the M25, all up the A13, all through the back roads of Essex. She's just going, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. We got to this party and I was like, oh, my God, you have not stopped talking about business.
I can't even just go into a shop or somewhere. Yeah. Without thinking about the business behind it. Or like, I go to a festival and I'm like, oh, look, they're making T-shirts. I wonder how much they charge for that. Oh, I like how they've done the branded, like, I don't know, like event guides. Like, I'm just constantly like, can't help it.
That's what makes you so good at what you do, because you have got that like passion and that curiosity that is never ending. Jeff laughs, but one of our most popular posts was a bit spicy. And I was like,
we like spicy.
I've done it everywhere. I've done it in the gym. I've done it in labour. I've done it in the supermarket queue. And obviously the filthy minded people.
Yeah.
You too. What she's saying. But it's about like people actually finding clients.
Yeah.
Like, not that long ago, one of my new clients was our best friend's wedding photographer, because I got on with her so well on the day and I was helping her out in the background and just like buzzing off her, and like I was doing B-roll stuff of her. No expectation, but I was like, this is going to really help her in her business.
Yeah.
So I agree. The work-life balance, it's just whatever it is.
So that story as well, Laura's like a collector of people as well. So if she goes to the park, she'll be like collecting like school mums with
like
other children
Pied Piper.
Or whatever. Like, come here, you're going to be my friend or whatever.
So I met you, Laura. I'd obviously known of you. And then I met you at an event last year. And I have to say, like, you are just... You're such a magnetic person, but what you do is, and I'm going to use the word ignite because I know that's an important word to you, but you do ignite other people around you, and not in like a bullshit way of like trying to do it for like a statement. You're generally like, this person's great. Hey, you stand up and tell us what, like, you're really good at like capturing people and making them sort of stand up. And I love that. I love that about you. And I can... And I've been to your event and I've obviously worked with you, and I can see that passion come through. And that's what I love, Jeff, because I see you at the events and I just think, but how fantastic that there's like all these women and then you're there and you're both together. I think it's a really strong, strong statement. I love it. I love it.
Thank you so much. And yeah, it does come quite naturally to us as well, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing yesterday. We had the Super Connector event yesterday,
which we do on a monthly basis now.
And Laura's pulled that together. But like just the energy that you come off the calls with, like you feel like you're bouncing after one of the calls. And I know that happens for a lot of people as well. And to get yesterday, we got 95 women on that call yesterday, which was amazing.
So
like
cool.
We were starting to get worried about our Zoom capacity.
No more.
I was like, we're going to have to keep people in the waiting room. If your name's not down, you're not coming in. But yeah, thank you for saying that. That's really thoughtful. And I think as well, when you've got, like, this sounds a bit corny as well, but like, genuinely, we love life and we're both so passionate about living life to the full, like not having regrets, going for it. Like my idea of hell, I hope I don't cause offence, but maybe I don't care so much. It's like being a wallflower and just like letting life happen to you. And I'm just like, I want to be killed. And like, don't get me wrong, like we've both had like trauma in our lives and like really crap things that have happened. But I just think it's such a gift to have the life that we've got. And we're so grateful for like all the sacrifices our parents have made, and like all the sacrifices we've made as well. And I'm like, nah, every single day is just a new day to go again, isn't it? And if we can help even one other person, like, job done, I can die a happy woman.
Do you know what? And I'm sorry to like jump in. I do this a lot, talk over you, don't I? But like, you know, like that, we were having these conversations about, you know, like I'm trying to do like manifesting at the minute in a way of just being like, we're positive people, but what I found, I don't know if you find this as well, especially when we're talking about work, which we talk about a lot, it's so easy to say, talk about all the things that we haven't done, all the things we need to do. Because, you know, when you're running a business, you've got to do the work, be your own PR machine, be your own marketing machine. And we found ourselves constantly being like, oh, we're not doing this, or we want to do this. And the same with life goals. Oh, you know, we haven't had that holiday, we haven't done this. And it's almost like you're actually attracting that kind of like negativity. So we're trying to be much more like grateful, positive with what we've got. So obviously you've got the business together, and I'm sure you've got business goals, but do you have like those kind of life goals? Like when you say we love life, like what does that mean to you? What is that sort of like success monitor like for you guys? What is it you want to achieve in your life?
You know what, this is going to sound so basic, but for us, it's taking the kids on a school run. I know that sounds so bonkers, but I think because when we were in corporate, we had like the two nice cars on the drive. We'd have to do the breakfast clubs. We'd both be pulling off the drive, going in separate directions. Like sometimes like our oldest boy, who was only what, 4 or 5 at the time, he'd be crying. He didn't want to go in. We'd ring each other straight away in the car, we'd be speaking. I'd be crying. We'd both be feeling upset. Then it was constantly like checking your phone during the day. Has a school call? There's a nursery call. Like we need to sort out this, that. And for us, it's just being around for our kids and being present, but also liking who we are. And I think one of the things, obviously we experienced it in corporate, but I think it's even wilder in the entrepreneurship world, is it's all there for the taking. Like the money's unlimited, the clients are unlimited, the followers are unlimited. And you can just get really obsessed and greedy with it and be like, more, 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 more. Whereas actually we're quite intentionally gone. We don't want to be like, we don't have to be whatever the next Oprah or have like a multi-million pound business. It's, are we there to tuck our kids in at night? Can we do the school runs? Do we still like and really love each other? Do we like and love the person we're becoming? And do we
Jeff
have
looked really nervous then, by the way. When you said, do we like each other, Jeff sort of looked really nervous.
Yeah, do we? Yeah, no, good, we still do.
Do you know what?
I think that's amazing, though, because it's so easy. I do another podcast with a pal of mine, and he runs a really, really big, really big business. He's got 20 companies, he's got 1,200 staff, and we talk to loads of other business owners and entrepreneurs. And because everyone follows his content, the feeling that I get is that everyone's trying to scale this thing that I don't think they necessarily know or want to really. I don't think there's anything more disappointing than climbing to the top of a ladder only to realise you put the ladder against the wrong wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 100%.
We had this conversation the other week and I said, I've actually had a realisation, like, I'm not saying I wouldn't want to have a few more people in my team, but I am not building a business to have like a massive company and loads of people. It's just not what I want to do. Call it a lifestyle business. I don't care. That's what I want. I want the flexibility. I don't want to go to bed at night feeling like I've got all these people that I'm responsible for. I want to be able to kind of get up and go where I want to go, work with the people I want to work with. Do you know what I mean? And it's interesting. I think it's really good to know that. And like for you saying, actually, how many people would love to be there for their kids, picking them up, putting them to bed?
You see it, don't you? You see the kids at the mums and dads at the school, and like I say, they've got the ones that have got the kid in school and the kid at nursery, and they work uptown and they're just like juggling between the nans and granddads are drafted in the afternoon. You can see these bedraggled old guys like, why am I still doing a school run? I'm 80 years old. Like, what the fuck has happened in my life?
It's like, the office,
I mean, I've been there as well when we both worked in corporate. Like, there's literally points where you had to like sneak away from your desk at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because you know. Like, oh, it's my turn to do the school run today. I've got to get back for 4 o'clock for this club ending or whatever. And the commute is like an hour each way. So I think it's just like in your own business, you've just got that freedom.
Yeah.
And like there is challenges. There is a pressure on that you have to make your own money. That is a big pressure and it's understandable. But then at the same time, there's so many benefits of just knowing, like you say, you can have those months that are just like big income months.
Yeah.
And it's not like, although it's not stable, you can get the good with the bad as well. And it's just planning for those.
Yeah.
So I think that the life that we've got now is just so much better than trying to like manage two big corporate jobs.
Yeah.
And kids at the same time. Like we sometimes talk, don't we, and say, oh, like, would we do it differently? Would we go back to a normal job or whatever? And I think we always come back to the conclusion of like, no, I think we'd still be running about like so much on, I don't think the grass is always that much greener on the other side.
Yeah. And one of our listeners, Jamie Nicholas, he asked like, what is it like living and working together, which you've kind of talked about, but he said, does that affect the romance in your marriage? So like honesty.
This topic is absolute cringe for Jeff. Okay,
he's I figured
dying inside right now.
Like, I thought if I could use it, I thought Jeff. To be fair, I thought if I could say that a listener wrote in, which he did, I could get away with asking this question because I thought you'd hate it.
Of course it does. And like, I'll be really open, Mom. If you're listening, I love you. Please don't hear me. If you think about it, if you're together all day, every day, there's no mystery. There's no like, oh, I'm so excited. Like when he comes home to tell him about my day, ask him about his day. Like Jeff used to go out suit and booted, so fit in a suit.
Yes, I love it.
Than we were right now. So we were like, yeah.
Now he's in his pyjamas, like don't get dressed.
He's doing the school run in a suit. They're like, don't you work from home, Jeff? Yeah, don't ask questions. And I'm in a rush to get back this morning as well because we've got a 10 o'clock meeting and I've got a lot on.
Ding dong.
Maybe that's what I should start doing, just putting the suit back on.
Yeah, that's it. There you go.
Yes, and I think as well, again, I'll be completely honest here because I don't think it's talked about enough. As women, we want to have it all. We can have it all. We should have it all. But this, even though like I'm a feminist and I'm so like, don't tell me what to do, like, initially, my business, we're growing this. I hadn't anticipated that there was some really deep-rooted, some conscious level of me where I was like, actually, I want Jeff to be bringing in money. All of the pressure's on my shoulders for bringing in new clients. And I went into, like, we've talked about it quite a lot. This is going to be like therapy, isn't it?
Love it.
But I went into quite a funk where I was actually quite resentful of Jeff. And I didn't value all of the work that he was doing to help me be able to go out there. And because like it didn't seem like there was a like bringing money in element of it, I was, we didn't start talking and we were like, oh, maybe should you go and get a job? And then luckily, like quite literally woke up one day and thought, how bloody lucky am I? Like for so many women and men in business, when you're working by yourself, you'd kill to have somebody you just turn around and have a chat with. Like he literally turns everything around so quickly. Like if I have, which I often do, like mad ideas for an event or I'm going to do this offer, like he can knock up a sales page in less than 24 hours, boom, it's out there into the world. And I suddenly realised like all of the things that our women is the real pain points in the business. Like, God, we've got it so good. And I think once I flipped that switch and then started being like super grateful for you, and honestly, like around the house, we don't even need to have conversations like about, oh, 50-50, or you load the dishwasher, or you take the bins out. Like, we're both and he's always been like so good from that respect as well. But I will tell you, the secret ingredient, just die in a corner.
Going back to the question.
Love
so
it.
I think two things. If I stop breastfeeding, I think I definitely help from a hormonal perspective. I started getting back into spicy books, and that's really helped us.
Please recommend.
Because I think, you know, like, oh, God, this is going into so many different areas. Like, let's be honest, among the majority of the time is up for it, aren't they? Like, you don't really
100%.
Have to
we have this
much.
Conversation
but
all the time.
It starts in our head, doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not just like, oh, I'll put the kids down 1 minute. Yes, I'm like, ready and good to go. So I think being able to, like, just read regardless of the content really helps me to switch off from work. But then if you add in a bit of spice, I'm like, yeah.
I love it. Do you know what? I totally get that. Sometimes I get obsessed with it. Like, he laughs at what I read, like these sort of like really corny sort of like romance with a bit of like, you know, like just like lots of sex and stuff. And I'm like, yeah. And it's like,
it's the programs you watch. I don't know what's in the books.
Any sort of like romance.
Working on the dining room table and there's basically like soft porn on. Yeah. No, I really like this actor. I'm like, what are you talking about?
And he's like, you watching soft porn? I'm like, no, I'm not. And then I'm like, but there is something in that of like, yeah, like the fantasy. Like we need, and I think I agree, like with us, like, it's almost like you've got to get yourself like out of that zone to be in the moment. And of course it's going to change the romance. But I was talking to my mate at the weekend and I said, because I've never really spoke to her on her own, so I'm really good friends with her and her husband. And I was talking about like the sex stuff. And I was like, honestly, most of our arguments in marriage, in all truth, is always down to sex.
Is it?
It used to be. We don't have it enough and all this. And
I've given up now. I've given up the fight.
I've just got too much shit. But it's like, I've got too much shit going on in my head that I don't like that. I don't just think, whereas a guy, you can just be like that. And I had the conversation with
her. I am not a piece
of
meat, I will have you know. I need to.
You are. Yeah. But she said
I think
exactly.
Stress does affect men a little bit less when it comes to that perspective as well.
Survival is fitness. It's not rare to go with any
point. You seem to just be like, yeah, I'm stressed, whatever. Just.
Yeah.
Yeah, come
here. But I'm telling you, there is something in that. And I started surveying people now, going, like, how often do you, you know, like, have sex? And everyone I spoke to, the women, were all the same. That honestly, one of them even said, I don't even want to have sex anymore. Like, and I was like, okay, that's quite extreme. But I was like, it is definitely not just an us thing. It's
she's pretending that's somebody else that she's spoken to, by the way.
No, that weren't me, actually.
And they said that they would really respect it if the husband just left them alone, just
then,
pick the kids up and
get
make
this,
them dinner.
Then I asked my gay friend if that was the same for him. I was like, do you have it in your relationship where, like, you have to really make an effort because sometimes you just can't be bothered? And he just looked at me as if I was mad and went, no. And I was like, oh, right, it's definitely a woman thing.
Exactly. But you know what? As much as we joke, I think we have got to be careful because there's something in there. Like, why wouldn't you want to have sex and, like, pleasure?
Yeah.
It's you're depriving yourself of joy, aren't you? And I think that's the point where, like, we've been at that stage as well where, like, sometimes it's a control thing as well. And it was like, no, I'm not willing to allow myself to like fully relax and kind of submit to it.
No, I get,
like,
I get it.
Like, I was so in my head so much. So whilst clearly I'm not a sex therapist, I think the four of us just talking from experience, I think really watch out for when you do stop doing it because that's not a good thing for any relationship. Otherwise, you're just going to end up hopefully best friends, but what about if it just ends up by just
mates.
Friends? And then that's where the divorce rates kick in when the kids get older and you're like empty nesters, you're like, we've got nothing in common anymore.
And oh my God, are you finding, how old are you guys? I'm guessing maybe younger than us. We're like in our early 40s.
And I'm 41.
I'm 37.
Hey! still youthful. Oh, still, I love it.
Still young.
No, we're all still young and beautiful.
Still in the
30s,
clinging on them.
But no, seriously, it's like I was saying the other day. I've got grey hairs. I was saying the other day, it's almost like, what is it about 40s? You've got this to come. It's almost like you skip that general. You've had like the kids and all that excitement. Then all of a sudden you hit 40 and it's like all these people having like midlife crises. Like you can see it. And like marriage is breaking up. And I think it is that thing of like people are just suddenly going, oh, wow, I thought I'd be like maybe further along than I am now, or they want different things.
I think Laura touched on a really good point though as well. I think when you're growing a business, I think you actually fear fully switching off, because there's that thing of if I'm a day off is a day where I'm getting behind in my own life. And that is a really quite unhealthy mentality to have. But you kind of have to have a bit of that to get going. And again, my mate James, who runs the multiple companies, he said the easiest way to think of it is businesses are like kids. He's like, would you leave a... Of course you've got to be always think about it. You know, you guys have got a four-year-old business, therefore you've got like a four-year-old. You know that from lived experience. You can't just leave a four-year-old to look after themselves. That's why you've always got to be... The business is always there in your mind, and you've just got to, I think, either be okay with it or work out sort of the... How do you have your moments of downtime? Do you guys do that?
Do you schedule it in? Do you schedule in date nights? Do you... Anything like that?
Do you know what? We don't.
I mean, I've got like weekly football that I do, and like sometimes, well, it helps, doesn't it? No, but there's asking how do you schedule in downtime? Yeah. But like that is something I schedule every week. Like it's easy to go to, you're committed to.
Yeah, nice.
Every single week. I think we do struggle a little bit on date nights just because we haven't got the support network like of our parents that live close to us, they live 260 miles away.
Yeah.
So sometimes when parents come down or your mum comes and stay with us, we do get date nights out. Or we're planning to go back up north for Easter, so we'll have support then and we'll fit them in around that. But I think like generally we'll have to go like, oh, it's your turn to go to the gym tonight or go out or, and like alternate rather than doing it together.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's another element as well. I don't know if you guys are the same, but friends as well, like friendships really slip for us. And I'm so aware of that too, that it's the kids and Jeff and then the business. And then I come way down on that list. And unfortunately, my friends as well, like even though my WhatsApp's always popping in, we're still in touch. Like we're both so conscious that we need to spend more quality in-person time with our friends as well. So we've got like a few things coming up. Like I've got to Palma with the girls in the summer for my sister's parties and stuff. So I can't wait for that. But yeah, it's hard, but I think it's always just been us two when we've lived away for so long. We've never been used to the whole like grandparents go around on a Saturday or whatever. Yeah. So what we are really good at is we'll just crack on, don't we? It's like it's our life out of choice. You mentioned about like being a victim and stuff. Yeah, we could move back up north, but actually we don't want to. So then deal with it.
Yeah.
So we don't. Babysitters. Should we do Swapsy babysitters?
Imagine that.
Come and look after your boys.
I love it.
Yeah, 100%.
I love it. Totally up for it. Totally up for it.
Yeah.
I reckon your 10-year-old would definitely entertain Louis and George.
Louis would love it.
Would love it, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
We're at the point of the show. We normally do a thing called a small business shout out. And we've got a little fancy jingle and all that kind of stuff. And we talk on Small Business Shout about just a business that we've discovered, something that we like. Maybe we've found a new coffee shop or we found a new brand. But it feels only right today on the podcast. Here comes the big explosion bit. It's over the top, but we like it. It feels only right that you guys tell us about your business. This is your opportunity to sell to sell to the masses.
Yeah.
Sell
away,
what
plug
you guys
away,
do. Who
tell them your website,
for?
All of it.
Give us the sales pitch.
Love it. Thank you so much. So we are obsessed with helping women grow a profitable business that they love first and foremost. And we do that via one-to-one coaching. We've got a brilliant group program called the Ignited Accelerator, of which the doors will be opening in April. I'm really glad to hear that. So we are looking for the next 10 or so women that really want to ignite themselves, they want to push forward in the business, really stabilize the business as well, in a way that feels good to them and their families and so on. But you know what? Even if you haven't got a penny in your purse, I mean, who has a purse these days? But you get where I'm going with that.
Wow, it's 1963.
A purse on
a penny in your purse.
Yeah, like the Super Connector sessions, our online community really is. We're so proud of that. And like all of the women in there, they're so supportive of each other, so inspirational, all different walks of life, industries, stages in the business. So if nothing else, come and say hi on Instagram or LinkedIn, which is where I'd definitely love to hang out a lot more.
What's your Instagram?
And we'll get, it's at Laura Brunton Coaching.
Ooh.
And then, yeah, LinkedIn is, funny enough, just Laura Brunton.
Brilliant.
A bit of a little shiny over there. I've let go of all the aliases and the secret characters. And yeah, just come along with us for the ride, have some fun. Like you mentioned about boundaries, it's not something that I'm super proud of, but I am accessible. So like drop me a DM. If I can give you advice, if I can have a look over a post for you or solve a problem straight away, I actually can't help myself.
Love
so,
it.
Yeah, we look forward to
it. Do you know what as well? Obviously, Hayley knows you better than I do, but I just think that, and Jeff, I know you're the guy pulling the strings behind the scenes, but Laura, I've got to say, yeah, as a sort of a doffing my cap to you, there's lots of people who are out there talking a good game. They stand for this, they stand for that, but actually they don't stand for shit. And the message that you put across and the way that you show up, so, and I hate the word authentic, it makes me feel sick, but you are so authentic to who you actually are. And yeah, you can see the impact. And there's those people that walk into a room and light it up, and you clearly do that for the people that you're around. So... Yes. Yeah, good on you for what you've created and all those, you know, the challenging months and the high months and the low months, you know, keep doing what you're doing because I can see what an impact you have for your client base and in the truly honest way that you do it. So, yeah, good on you guys for what you're building.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's
Jim.
Absolute
Thank
pleasure.
You, that means the world.
No, I mean that because there's a lot of people who
and
talk
James
bullshit.
Doesn't just say no. Anything for the sake of it.
I generally hate people. In general, I hate people. So.
Do you know, I once worked in Australia for 6 weeks and he didn't even leave the house. That was before we had kids. Did you?
I didn't see anyone. I did. Because we used to have a swimming pool, which sounds more grandiose than it was. We had a swimming pool in the back of our apartment, in like the flats.
Yeah,
and I used to go out every day. It was genius. I used to go out every day for a swim about 7 o'clock because I knew the old boys and girls who lived in the block would be cooking a barbecue and would feel sorry for me, and because they knew Hayley were away, they couldn't think they didn't think I could fend for myself, so I go and get my dinner made for me every night.
But 6 weeks, but didn't see
she actually organised mates. She's like, can you just go and check in on him and check? I'm absolutely fine. I love my own company.
Feel like you got me there, haven't it?
You're just like that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not by like a recluse by any means, but like I'm happy enough to just chill.
Yeah, he's like that. I'm like the one that's honestly, if I've got a day free in the weekend, I'm like, who can I see? Who can I book in? What can we do? Like, honestly, nightmare. Whereas you're just like, whatever.
I'd rather
not
ignore people, frankly.
Yeah, it's wrong with it.
We've talked about how brilliant you guys are, you know, quite a bit. But it's now time for a second part of the show. This is what we like to call Who's a Mug? So, if either of you has done something muggy, have you been a mug? We need to find out about it. So this is your opportunity to air some dirty laundry, and the person who has been the most muggy will win a official business merch.
Look,
who's a mug?
It doesn't have to be that bad. It could be you forgot an anniversary. Maybe you bought each other a really bad gift. Or
last week I sacked Hayley. You know, that's quite
that's
muggy.
That's pretty muggy. He once bought me a CD because I said I liked Rihanna, and he bought me such an old CD, like I didn't actually know any of the
specify.
Songs on it.
He
didn't even buy me the latest one. Like muggy.
1996 Rihanna. Who knew she's even making CDs?
It could be.
It was in the whoopsie basket in Asda.
Yeah.
I think when Woolworths was still a thing. It was like next to the pick-a-mix in Woolworths. I was like,
it could be a business mistake. It could be anything. If there's anything that springs to mind.
I mean, when you talk about presents, I don't think it was the worst present I got you, but for Laura's last birthday, I think you would have preferred like spa day or something like away from the kids, but instead I decided to send her down one of the fastest zip lines in Wales.
Like, obviously, my face. He wouldn't tell me where we were going, so I was like, oh, surprise. And he was like, don't pack any dresses.
Oh my God.
Don't pack any nice clothes. This is getting worse. So I sat in the car. He wouldn't let see the, like, he plugged in the postcode and the sat nav. And I'm like, where's it going to be? But obviously the kids were in the back. Yeah, it absolutely lashed it down to the point where me and my oldest, we got like we had to wait at the top of the base because there was a lightning storm.
Oh, my God. Do you know what, though, Laura? I have to say, that's pretty ironic considering, like, lightning bolt is, like, your exactly, kind of symbol.
Exactly. On brand.
It's in with the brand, isn't it?
It was amazing, and it was so lovely to have quality time with the
officer. Yeah, even though you're about to fear for your life, but, you know, great.
Exactly right. And he took us to the Ivy afterwards.
Oh, so,
like,
so you made up for it.
So he made up for it.
Okay. I like that one.
Like, really naff. But most of the time, I think, because we know each other so well, we don't really get a load of stuff wrong, do we? Like, we'll do, like, stupid stuff in the business sometimes. Like, Electra was on your knee once while he was typing, and she literally deleted one of our calendar invites, which was for our face-to-face event with 50 people. Jeff hadn't realised straight away. So we got a load of emails going, is this declined? Like, I'm coming. What's happening? I've got train tickets. Jeff was just like,
oh, my God, that is brilliant.
Honestly, it's happening.
I think there's a lesson in business there is don't do important work. Eat a laptop with your tablet on.
Honestly, it's a nightmare. Oh, I love. Do you know what? I think we should send both. I think you're both going to get a mug.
You're both
going to have to give me your address and you can get one of our lovely Who's a Mug mugs. They don't go in the dishwasher, so they do get pretty stained. I'm not going to lie. But
what
an
upsell. Jeff, if you're good at marketing, you might have to help Hayley out. Jesus Christ, what an upsell that was. Absolutely chronic. Well, thank you both for your time. It's been lovely to get to chat to another couple.
We've loved it.
And for the patience of having to start three times.
Yeah, sorry, this is the third time.
Not at all.
But I'm glad we got to talk about what real life business is actually like in a couple, because it has felt very therapeutic.
It has.
We're
I
not
feel
doing
like we need
so
to go
bad,
like,
but we've also got
good.
A lot of work to do.
We have, but we'll put all your links as well to your website, to your socials in our show notes. So everyone go over and connect with them.
Is there any final things that you'd like to say? Any words of wisdom that you can impart on the nations of listeners around the world who are maybe embarking on
a
business marriage journey together?
We were like number one in
together?
Azerbaijan or somewhere.
We were big in Turkey for about 3 minutes as well.
So,
we're not now.
Global listeners.
Do you know what? One of the expressions I've been using of late, it's a bit cringe, but it's don't be a dick. And that applies. It applies at home as well. Like, sometimes I'll get above my station and I'm like, what? You haven't done that thing I asked you for 5 minutes? And I'm like, Laura, don't be a dick. Just love each other. Like, listen to each other. Just remember that there's two of you in this marriage, even though it feels like five with all the kids. And I think as long as you keep genuinely caring for that other person and, like, having the bats, you'll be all right.
Love
just
it.
Just keep on talking.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. There
love
you go.
It.
Solid advice.
I'll leave it at that.
Perfect stuff. End. Well, we have enjoyed this conversation very much. If you listening at home, yes, you there who is listening at home, if you've enjoyed the conversation, please feel free to leave a 5-star review. Leave us a comment on YouTube and all that other good stuff. Don't forget, go and check out Laura Brunton Coaching all across the interwebs. And if you have been inspired or motivated to start your own thing, maybe you're in corporate HR, maybe you work for Nationwide, you go, this is shit. I've got to get out of it. I've got to do my own thing. Sorry, shout out to Nationwide. They won't be sponsored for this podcast. Who cares? But if you've been inspired to do your own thing off the back of this podcast, take that little step. Talk to your significant other. Talk to your loved one about maybe starting a step in the direction. Don't not touch me like that. It's horrible. Take the step in the right direction to live the life you ultimately want to. Don't set your barometer against somebody else's metric of success. Set your ladder on your own wall of achievement and
love
go
it.
And achieve it.
Love
I don't know why I've turned into Tony Robbins. I don't know what's happened here. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.